Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by America's Tire. Solo, a Star Wars story, opens in theaters today. Everywhere today. Hooman loved this one.
I really did.
I was reading something today. On this day in 1977, the very first Star Wars opened.
Oh, huh. That's interesting.
I know. And this is the 10th one in the... So this is what it said. Oh, it's 2018. I was thinking it was exactly, you know, however many years later.
Yeah,
but it isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
No. 41 years later. Huh. But Solo's the 10th one because there's the three originals, the three prequels, the two, like, episodes 7 and 8 with Rey.
Yeah.
And then Rogue One, and this was the 10th one.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch more planned, right?
Well,
Wonderful.
There's definitely
cashing in.
Well, yeah. It's actually good that this kind of machine wasn't in place when the original Star Wars came out, because you know they would have just cranked out 40 of those movies and we'd all be completely over it. It's nice that we had to wait. You had to wait a long time for the prequels, and we had to wait a long time for these new ones.
It's because it was George.
Right. And he held the
reins.
All
by himself, making these movies,
it's
writing
nice
them.
It's nice that he, you know, sort of had some restraint.
And yet, he still made such a pile of money that he owns a big part of the North Bay.
Well, that was real, like the merchandising on that. Like, now they just crank out all kinds of crap for every movie. But people were so into those movies, and I had never seen anything like it. Like, those were like life changing movies. I mean, I get that I was only 11 years old or whatever, but everybody had the action figures. Everybody, there was a hero, a girl hero too, that I could get behind. You know, there was a lot about that movie that was, it still is like rings really special for me.
I never did the action figures of any kind really, but I did wait in line for those movies like you do and saw them as a collective part of our pop culture,
sure,
I guess.
Sure, of our society. You know what? I was actually thinking that same thing. There are very few things that are just events that we all share as a human race. Like, you know, it's so stupid, but I always think of, like, big eclipses as being that. Like, everybody is like, yeah, I'm going to go take a look at that. You know, if it's available to you and you don't need, like, special goo-goo goggles or something. Like, you know, these sort of shared, and even tragedies that happen that sort of band us all together.
Sure.
Like, these are all things that almost mark time in our lives. Like, most of us have seen all the Star Wars movies. Or maybe you gave up on them after the prequels. I don't know. That's where I sort of fell off. I was like, all right.
I gave up after the second one. What, oh. Empire Strikes Back?
Oh, you got to see the one with the Ewoks. I mean, come on, man. Han Solo was begging George Lucas to kill him off with the Ewoks. He was just like, I'm so, you know, done playing this character. And George refused to do it. He's like, I'm sorry, but Han Solo cannot be killed by furry forest creatures. Plus, weren't the Ewoks, they were on our side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, maybe they would have mistakenly, friendly fire or something, I don't know. God, that was goofy. But that right there was a total merchandising try. Like, you know that they rolled out a bunch of Ewoks action figures because they were like, oh, the kids will love these. Uh-huh. Everyone will want one of these. They'll be so cuddly.
Were the Ewoks the inspiration for Jar Jar?
No.
Okay.
Were they?
I don't know.
I think
something cute and cuddly and weird and fun.
Jar Jar was not cute and cuddly.
But
I agree with you that they were a step in the wrong direction,
and it continued.
Jar Jar was a giant leap for mankind in the wrong direction. Yeah, you know, they're not perfect,
well, this
but they're...
turn we were complimenting George for a second there, and now we're...
We're back to
Sorry,
slamming
George.
Him. Love you, George. I know you don't like us much, but love you. His kids grew up listening to us, and if you... I've never heard us talking about this story. I guess his kids would listen to us at breakfast and he'd just be like, oh. Stupid and Brainless, I think is what his nickname for us was called. He said we're Sith.
Well, he didn't like Sarah. He likes Vinny a lot.
Yeah, oh, no, well, that's good. So maybe he listens to Vinny. You know, Vinny's, you know, man after his own heart. Let's have some fun.
It's nice to hear.
Well, yes. Hey, everyone, call in right now, 800-400-3697, caller number 9.
Oh, you ready to get going on this?
Well, I don't know. Are you?
I guess.
All right.
That sounds what Hooman said. Call right now. And you'll win. Actually, you get a pair of Fandango movie passes for Solo, A Star Wars Story, which I believe you can use when it works for you. This isn't for a screening. This is just a pair of tickets so you can go see
Solo. And
they get
mailed. So give us a week or two, everyone. Oh. Be patient.
Yeah, take it easy. So you'll be the last to see it. You still won't pay.
I love when people win and they say, I won yesterday. I haven't received my tickets yet.
I know, right?
Yeah, you won yesterday.
Yeah, you think we're magic? Well, people want things emailed now.
But people don't know either. I remember the you don't know anything about a radio station because it's just this thing in your car. And you look at the little thing and that's...
Why doesn't that thing spit the tickets out when I win them?
That's all some people know about what radio... That's all I knew.
Sure.
Until I got into it and then I was... Whoa.
It's like, oh, welcome to the machine, everybody.
It's a business. Yeah. Check it out.
This Friday and Saturday, visit America's Tire for great Memorial Day deals. Get up to $300 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire credit. Boy, you know, our list of heroes just keeps getting smaller. Yesterday, late in the show, the news broke that Morgan Freeman is the latest victim of the hashtag MeToo. Mm-hmm. Hashtag time's up chaos. Morgan Freeman, I guess there's a reporter at CNN who investigated him after he allegedly made inappropriate comments to her. And it sounds, God, it sounds a little out of control. She found 8 women claiming to be victims, many more who claimed to have witnessed his actions firsthand. I think it was like 16 people total, 8 who had said, yeah, he harassed me, and 8 who said, I saw him harassing her. CNN says he's got a history of making lewd comments about women's appearances, unwanted touching like shoulder massages or putting a hand on a woman's lower back.
He's on the phone. But I ask for it, Sarah. It's different.
Yeah, but I don't. He's always stabbing me in the shoulders with his fingers. He does the hardest massages.
I know.
I'm back. What did you want to talk about?
Now that we were saying, yeah, that Morgan Freeman is being accused of unwanted touching, like shoulder massages and putting his hands on a woman's lower back. People say
lower back.
That it happened. No touching. How about don't touch? People claim it happens at his production company, on movie sets, and even with entertainment reporters. CNN actually posted some video of him being kind of a lech to women interviewing him. Let's see. The CNN reporter Chloe Melas says that she was 6 months pregnant and interviewing him during a media junket. She claims he told her she looked ripe and repeatedly insinuated he wished he'd been there when she got pregnant.
Gross.
I know. Super gross.
To watch her, he wished he was the one that did it.
Sounds like he wished he was the one that did it, too.
Got it.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, and I'm just, you know, trying to get the story straight.
One of the other allegations comes from a production assistant who worked on Freeman's movie in 2015 called Going in Style. Is that the one where he teamed up with a bunch of other old guys and they all went to Vegas together or something?
Oh, that sounds right.
That's Last Vegas.
Oh.
I don't know what Going in... Let me see what that... You said 2004?
2015.
Oh. Mm.
She told CNN that Morgan...
It's a different old guys movie.
Well, that's the movies he makes now.
Yeah.
Old guys last stand.
Really he is 80.
It's him and Michael Caine and Alan Arkin. So, yeah, there's 2 of those where he's with old guys. I think these guys are doing their final heist.
Oh, they do. Rob a bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. How exciting. So this production assistant told CNN Morgan repeatedly tried to lift up her skirt to see if she was wearing underwear and was making comments on her figure. And let's see. She said it got so bad that one of the co-stars, Alan Arkin, was like, Morgan, you got to stop. Like, stop it. Hmm. And she says Morgan got freaked out and didn't know what to say. And, you know, when Alan was like, dude, what are you doing? Stop it. She's like beating you off with her hands. That's wrong. She's trying to push you away with her hands. Get off of me. Morgan, oh, some women said they dressed down when they knew they were going to see him so that they wouldn't be showing any cleavage or give him any kind of invitation. Morgan said, this is his...
So this is, he's now
this
commenting.
This is his statement.
Okay, good.
Anyone who knows me, who's worked with me, knows I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. There's already some fallout over this. His SAG-AFTRA, which is our union, too. That's, you know, actors and radio people. They're talking about taking back the Lifetime Achievement Award they just gave him earlier this year. And he lost one of his primo voiceover gigs, Visa.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. That pulls in a lot of money
for
him.
It's Everywhere You Want to Be.
Must be.
Yeah. Can you see if you
What's in your wallet is not that, right?
That's American Express, right?
No.
Capital One.
Capital One. Is what's in your wallet? Maybe that is the one.
No.
Yeah, I don't personally recall
I think Capital One is what's in your wallet. I think...
Oh, that's right. Don't Leave Home Without It is American Express.
Right.
Yeah, Visa is, I think, it's Everywhere You Want to Be.
Yeah.
Whatever, he lost the
game. Is there a MasterCard one? What's the MasterCard tagline? An alternative to Visa. I think that's their line. Discover, nowhere. Well,
MasterCard, for the Olympics. MasterCard's campaign tagline is priceless.
Yeah, okay. Good one, guys.
There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, as credit card taglines go.
You want to guess how much Morgan Freeman's worth?
Yeah. $150
million. Oh, yeah, you looked it up.
Oh. Is he worth $150 million?
I think that's it. Like, that's it.
Play that again.
More people go.
More people go with Visa.
I also like it's Thursday. But it isn't. It's Friday. It's Friday the whole day.
Oh, thank goodness. No.
He has two movies coming out that are already done. One is The Nutcracker.
Oh, The Nutcracker had to be made into another movie?
No, it's called Nutcracker in the Four Realms, so I'm sure they did a spin on it.
All right.
And then he's filming a movie right now called The Poison Rose.
I wonder how that's going to go.
It's him and John Travolta.
Oh.
Heavy hitters, according to Village.
He is also, I guess that he does Vancouver's public transportation system announcements.
He lose that gig too?
He did. They had to recut those overnight. Well, we got to get Morgan off of here. Can't have that creep. And Morgan, you know what? I don't remember all the details of this, but doesn't he have a step-granddaughter that was super young that he was
supposedly
That was a rumor,
seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was murdered, right?
I thought they got in a car accident.
They did get in like a rollover car
But then
accident.
She was murdered after that?
She was murdered, I think, by
her boyfriend. Oh.
How long has Morgan Freeman been a celebrity?
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's been around forever. Well, he's 80 now.
There's no way to excuse the type of behavior we're talking about, but I wonder if he hasn't been doing this for 40 years.
Right.
And you know... There's
and
no
one's
excuse,
ever stopped
but if
him.
If no one
and,
calls him out right. on it, he probably thinks, this is my God-given right as a giant celebrity to do what I want.
People do act differently around celebrities, too. I think that sometimes you feel like, crap, this dude is super powerful. He's Morgan Freeman. Like, I want to keep working in movies. I don't need this guy mad at me.
Looks like the early 70s.
Right? Yeah, so 47 years.
What was his
like
first
Like, he started
role?
Doing
his,
soap the electric, opera.
The Electric Company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Remember him on The Electric Company? Oh, that's so funny.
Play something, Brent. Oh.
They used to do... I used to love that. They'd have
reader.
The silhouettes of the people, and they'd be like, you know,
Easy Reader, Mel Mounds, the DJ, and Vincent the Vegetable Vampire.
Oh, Vince. He's always had that voice, man. That's a, it sounds like Morgan Freeman. And I'm almost out of time. I didn't really expect to spend this much time on Morgan, but, you know, he is one of our national treasures.
He is one of our national.
I love that dude. I know. He is. He's literally God. If you want to have God in your movie, you call Morgan Freeman. But I guess now if you want the devil in your film. Harvey Weinstein surrendered to Manhattan police this morning. He is answering to charges that he raped and sexually assaulted two women. he was, they describe what he's wearing and that he would tell us the names of the books he was carrying. I guess because he figures he'll be bored in court.
Oh, what were the books? One looked like a Bible, but I don't think it
was. You know, somebody did say that, but they're saying that the books were Elia Kazan by Richard Schickel. It's a biography of the American director and ex-communist, ratted out 8 comrades on Hollywood's blacklist. And also on the list is Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution by Todd S. Purdum.
That's on his reading list.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's, they're big books, too. Like, they're hefty volumes that he's lugging with him into court. Let's see. He's going to be charged with first and third degree rape related to one case and criminal sex act related to another. 66-year-old father of 5 will go before a judge in Manhattan's Supreme Court, where a grand jury handed down an indictment on charges of first and third degree rape. He's accused of forcing then aspiring actress Lucia Evans to perform on her knees in 04 and raping Boardwalk Empire actress Paz de la Huerta in 2010. We've heard this one. We've heard a lot of details about that one. She laid it all out. It's awful. And this comes about 7 months after the whole beginning of the Harvey Weinstein downfall.
Well, there's a... You know what's interesting is as you're saying that he's being brought into court, I'm thinking, we've heard so many charges. And
more than 80 women.
I should say accusations against him that who could it possibly be that actually ends up named in the court case?
Right.
I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow was one of them.
Mm. Even Angelina Jolie said that she... experience.
Rose McGowan.
So many people. Yeah. Mira Sorvino, wasn't she one of them? More than 80 women have accused him.
Ashley Judd.
Oh, that's right. Let's see. I guess that maybe the statute of limitations hadn't run out on these particular cases or something. So, and here's a shot of him going into
and
the
I don't
court.
Know all the, I mean, we've talked about it here on the air, but is Brad Pitt the only one that confronted this guy?
Didn't he say he did it with someone? And
Brad Pitt did, but also Ben Affleck was supposedly like, I told you to stop doing that.
Well, I thought the story was, though, Gwyneth told Brad when they were together
what he'd done,
and Brad went and got in the guy's face. Like, he's the one guy who went, I'm going to go deal with this. Everybody else, apparently, either the story never got to them or
God,
whatever.
Could Brad Pitt get more attractive? Jesus. Anyway.
If you're in that business, maybe guys are hearing that going, I can't say anything to him. I don't know.
Right. And there's actually more on the hashtag MeToo. I may get to some of it a little later, but that's, you know, there. Yeah. There's the heavy stuff.
So, Vinny's right. Gwyneth Paltrow, Brad Pitt threatened to kill Weinstein over alleged assault.
He should have done it.
Which is actually, I hate to say it, but that seems like without career goals in mind, a natural reaction a boyfriend would have that someone's touched or attacked or mistreated their person.
Well, he's actually in a position to do it. He was already Brad Pitt
right.
by the time he was dating Gwyneth Paltrow. And so he had that kind of power. A lot of these other people were starlets, and I'm sure they told their boyfriends, and they were like, "Oh, well, I'm a PA, and I just want to keep working." Yeah.
That seems
should have done it.
That seems unfortunate.
Right.
Also, I can't seem to get a meeting with them. I don't know what it is.
What?
Yeah. All right. What's coming up in the news, man?
I got a goat yoga story, which is fun.
Our friend who does goat yoga.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, happy Friday. It's so exciting. this part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. I want to say that Vaughn is not here this morning. Vaughn normally runs our camera feed. So if you're a regular Looking Glass participant, you can't see us today. Too bad for you. I will report back if I see him at Bottle Rock today. I'll let you know if he's...
Oh, you won't because he's actually running Jane's show.
Oh, is that why he's not?
I see. So I had to have him.
Oh, it's like an official thing. I thought he was just calling in sick because he wanted to get to Bottle Rock early. I was going to rat him out. I was going to snitch.
It's not a good look on you.
Oh, I like it. It's good. But because he's not here running the cameras, a lot of people are asking, Hooman, can you please post a picture of Village so people can people can see him? Maybe you could do, like, you know, an action shot.
Oh.
Well, let's wait for the break, and I'll take a picture of all you guys with him. How's that?
Fantastic.
Well, how
that
did that
great.
Just happen?
Well, now we got roped into
it. Post Village.
415.
Post Village.
Yeah, just post a picture of Village. Just take a quick picture of him and post it up.
Let him be a star for a minute.
Yeah. Village, he's like a star.
The people want to know. Maybe he's going to make some kind of love connection up at Bottle Rock today. You don't know.
Here, I'll sit on his lap and you can take a picture.
Yeah, well, just take a quick picture.
We'll wait for Sarah at the break.
No, no,
we'll
no. You don't need me in that picture, please. Yeah. I'm not looking my best today.
I don't know. I like your Pink Floyd shirt.
Thank you. You know what I don't like about it? It has a rip in it already. I wouldn't have bought it. I wouldn't have bought it if I knew that.
Oh,
it
was ripped on purpose already?
Yeah, it's one of those like vintage looking ones. So I'll just sew it when I get home. I just don't like that.
I don't either.
Quit ripping my stuff. It's like at the collar.
I'm not really into the whole...
Ripped jeans, forget it.
Right.
I don't like it.
Pre-worked stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice when jeans look a little bit broken in, but I hate when they got rips all over. I'm like, oh, well, there's just a rip that my toe's going to catch in every time I put my foot into this.
Does the trend go? I mean, is my car going to have dents in it when I buy a new
one? Am I going to get a vintage, quote-unquote, vintage car? Yes, we've antiqued this car. It's like, stop it. Just let me buy some jeans and break them in myself.
What are you? You kicked in my coffee table? I haven't even used it yet, and it looks awful.
Well, that I don't mind as much.
Oh, right.
But my car, I want to be shiny and new, and my pants, too. Anyway, sorry the cameras aren't on. I'm sure we're looping something amazing. You can just watch that all day. We can't get enough of us for some reason. This Friday and Saturday, visit America's Tire for great Memorial Day deals. Get up to $300 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire Credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there. You can't watch us at the moment, as we just told you, but you still can get info on Bottle Rock or whatever else you're into. It's all there at RadioAlice.com. And I mean whatever.
Yeah.
Anything. It's all there.
It's the Google for the cool kids.
Here's what's happening. So, unfortunately, my family gathered around the TV last night to watch the Warriors lose. There was a pretty heavy energy in the air as they, in Houston, put on a show about being Santa Fe strong. And Houston's obviously had some other flooding issues.
Tough year.
It's been tough on them. And so that may have picked up their team a little. I don't know, but they were good last night, and we weren't. I mean, we hung in there, and it was close.
So now we're in a must-win situation. So it comes home, and then it goes back
home,
there?
It comes home, and we have to win, and then it's winner-take-all at their house for Game 7, if we can get there.
Well, go Warriors. You're still in this.
Our team's
don't give
good,
up.
But, you know, we're missing Iggy, and that is a big loss. He's good, really good. Anyway, moving on. So the Warriors lost. So a couple real estate stories.
Oh,
in
I
one.
Love real estate stories.
Homes in the United States haven't been this valuable since before the financial crisis, which I believe was 07.
So the bubble's back. Fantastic.
I don't know if it's that.
Yeah, I know.
I think they were giving a lot of shady loans at a time when people who were unqualified to get them got them.
Right.
And we've discussed that at length. I remember, you know, people with strangely very little income getting loans for homes and thinking, how in the hell?
Right. Well, they were practically free, and then the rate adjusted and everybody lost their home at once. Remember that when they were giving foreclosure numbers on every news update?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God.
So the high prices are a bad sign for prospective buyers. Great for existing homeowners, though.
Yeah.
But the other story that goes with this one is the... Let me make sure I get the headline right here. Mortgage interest rates for 2018 have hit a 7-year high.
Oh, what are they at now?
I have that for you here. 4.61 to 4.66%.
Wow.
And they've been climbing steadily. That's really the point of the story. Right. From their low back in last September of 3.78.
Mm.
So it is on the rise.
Still not as high as they've been historically, so it's, you know, that's
not the end
of the world. I
remember hearing 8% at different times.
And 6-7 was totally standard for a long time.
So anyway, prices for homes are up in the United States, but so are mortgage rates, which will probably slow down that
buying. Hopefully it'll correct a little.
New research suggests graphic warnings on junk food packaging would prove an effective deterrent to consumers when deciding what to eat.
What do they mean about graphic?
I don't know. You remember when we,
are they going to show, you know, like underarm folds and stuff? Like what are they going to do? Show like, you know, cottage cheese thighs? Oh, bat. You think it'll be like internal, like
more clinical.
Maybe like a cross section of somebody's, you know, somebody's fat layers?
I don't know if they mean graphic, like photographic. Maybe they just mean this repeated eating of this food will clog your heart up and you will die of a heart attack at a 10 years earlier than you should.
Oh.
Maybe it's that kind of warning.
Right.
I do think that the warnings on cigarettes became easy to avoid, but they said they were going to start putting those graphic pictures of tracheotomies.
Black lungs.
And I definitely did not want them to do that.
Yeah.
As a smoker, I was...
I don't need to be reminded of what I'm doing to myself.
I tried to quit so many times. I'm the guy who would buy a pack just to get one out, smoke it, break all the cigarettes, throw them in the bottom of the trash can, and then find myself out there 2 hours later putting two back together for just one more ciggy.
Yeah. Listen, I've picked up other people's cigarettes off of parking lot with other ladies' lipstick on it, and just, there's like a good inch left on that one. I just need to smoke something.
So I understand the warnings are important for us to know. I remember being told, you've got bronchitis, you need to not smoke right now. And then I remember being on the side yard trying to smoke through the coughs.
Yep.
You know, pulling in ciggy smoke and being like, oh, that's going to hurt.
And the cold that would last forever. Like, you would get a cold and you'd keep smoking through the whole thing, and then it would just like seed itself. Like, you'd just have that smoker's cough and you'd have it perpetually. Like, you can tell when someone laughs, when they talk, when they're coughing. You'd be like, oh, that's a smoker. Like, it's just that rumble.
So are you against warnings on food like chips, chocolate bars, other snack foods that aren't healthy, maybe even on fast food that people eat daily?
The thing about it is that I don't think those things help. And I think that the real warning is the corporation that makes this food or makes this cigarette or makes this whatever other addictive thing has made this to addict you to it. Like, that should be the warning. You're becoming a corporate puppet if you eat this. Like, to me, that would make me want to, like, take a stand against it. Because it's true. They put all these things in. The testing that goes into, you know, what the texture of a Cheeto is beyond your wildest dream. Like, there's more research done into that than there is into cancer. Like, they want it to be the most amazing. It's all about, like, that the bite in and how it tastes on your tongue. And they've got it down to a science, how to addict you to their food. And there's nothing like fat to get you addicted to food. There really isn't. Like, it's really hard. And you've made the point before. I was thinking about this the other day. Those among us who have food addictions, and I have trouble with food. Like, if there's food on the table somewhere, it's almost like I can't stop myself from eating. I'm like a dog. I eat until all the food's gone. And you have to eat. Like, it's not like other addictions where you go cold turkey and you avoid the people you know who eat. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to stay away. You have to change your whole life because have to eat. So I think that's like the hardest addiction. And there are corporations whose entire goal is to get you addicted to their food. And it's true. The more sugar you eat, the more sugar you want. The more fat you eat, the more fat you want.
Well, this study did find that warning labels helped participants exercise more self-control.
Really?
But again, that's... You know, it's a study. It's a controlled study of a certain number of people. Would it work on a mass scale? And do we become numb to those warnings?
That's
the thing with cigarettes. It says right on the side, for the whole time I smoked, this will cause. And there I was. Even when I was trying to quit, I still ended up smoking because I couldn't pull off.
Right.
And I ultimately did. But it dude, I was on and off those things forever.
I'm totally with you. I'm still a nicotine addict. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but I'm on that e-cig. I'm getting my nicotine. And I get, like, shaky if I think about quitting them. Like, oh, no, I can't possibly do that.
Oh, I just remember, like, a whole month leading up to quitting. It's this, like, steeling yourself to be ready to be without your best friend. Oh, did I just call that my best friend? It's killing me. I got to change the way I think about this. And yet, there I am at the cigarette store because I'm breaking down and I'm just going to pull one. But then, like I said, I've already pulled more out of the trash can and put them back together. It's pathetic.
It is. Listen, the best thing to do is not start smoking. And I know, you know, it's the kids, they think it's cool. They're doing their vape pens. I'm telling you, you're going to be nicotine's bitch the rest of your life. And you think you won't be. Oh, I can stop anytime I want. You will be. You're going to be nicotine's bitch. And you're going to be paying through the nose for that. Do you know packs of cigarettes are now $10 a piece?
Are they really?
That's what I heard.
I don't know that.
No, I don't know either because I don't buy those anymore. But that's what I was told by a friend of mine the other day. She's like, yeah, I went in to get a pack of cigarettes. It was $10. Wow. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you're just don't. Why would you do it?
I agree. There's the warning
for
you.
Be the master of your own domain.
Don't start.
Just say no. That always works.
I've heard about the goat yoga trend.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
just, a week ago, Yuzi went and did goat yoga.
Uh-huh.
And there are pictures on her Facebook page. And were they on your Instagram too?
I can't remember. Maybe,
I think they were because I definitely saw some.
Okay.
But yeah, the goat jumped, like, right on you. Yeah.
Climbs on your back and jumps from one to the other.
She didn't even do yoga though. She just sat there playing with the goat.
I did.
I think that's it though. I think part of it is just
I'm going to exercise class.
Little goats are so cute.
They're adorable.
And they're good for your heart. And you, everyone, well, at this yoga class in Georgia, it's part of the trend. They do the goat yoga there. And in this case, the class was interrupted as one of the goats gave birth right there in front of everyone.
God.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
The goat wound up having twins while people in class watched.
Wow.
I bet they probably loved it, right?
Probably.
Births are ugly.
It is disgusting. But
yeah, but I mean,
I wouldn't leave that. I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God.
You'd blow my phone. Watch, right?
Yeah, I would.
Of course you would.
I saw a cat give birth. I was like, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was little, you know, my cat had kittens.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Did Humi like Solo more than Rogue One?
I did, yes.
Yeah, you loved this movie.
I didn't love Rogue One.
I loved it. I loved the ending.
Hey, Yuzi. Have you seen the new trailer for Magnum P.I.?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Is that around? Can you pull that? So,
what's the guy's name? Is it Jay Hernandez?
Jay Hernandez. Yeah. He's going to be the new. And then Higgins
I'll
is a woman, right? Didn't we hear that?
I think so.
So, they're bringing back Magnum P.I. I wonder if he has the big bushy mustache.
And that was Do they get the song?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to have the song, right?
Yeah. I feel like you do.
Morning, everyone.
Hey.
Saw Muse at Oracle in 2012. That's the show I was at. One of the best shows I've ever seen. They never stopped playing. Yeah, they were, like I said, it's weird for me to be this amped about Muse.
Right.
Because I'm kind of more into, as a live show goes, I'd rather see a punk band or a metal band where the energy's.
But you loved it.
They had the energy, and the guy really does put on a show.
Well, I'm super excited. What time is it now? 7? I guess in about 15 hours, I'll be watching them.
Fun.
Super fun.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with polygamy, because why not? And then I got some Michelle Obama and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.